Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ed Harrington's back. Ed's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 4 years. He's CEO of Ideas to Go. He's on the board of directors of Yale Center for Customer Insights. He's the co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts, and he's our good friend, Ed Harrington. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back. And, Jim, I'm soon to be former CEO, by the way.
Oh, really?
That's another story. It's time to pass the baton.
Are you selling or
other folks who got us out of this pandemic problem. They did a fabulous job. I'm proud of myself for hiring them.
You'll have to tell us that story. We'll have to weave that into the story. So, one of the things that I've been doing over the last 9 months or so has been interviewing corporate leaders, small business, large company leaders, about their experience with their teams and their culture and the performance during a time when we were abruptly and rudely required to go home to work. Many people were, millions of people were. And how the companies fared under that. And it was a real test of what had been, of the foundation that had been laid before, right?
Exactly. It's all about adjust. You know, it's respond and adjust, Jim. That's what we were able to do. And just to set it up a little bit, we run ideation sessions, brainstorming sessions, with people from around the United States and around the world, and we sit in a room together and we chat. Well, that fell apart because nobody would fly, nobody would come, and nobody would sit in a room together. So we were up that infamous creek without a paddle. So we looked for a new paddle, and actually there is one we've been playing with a little bit, and everyone does it now, and that is the whole idea of online sessions, you know, doing these virtual sessions.
Virtual face-to-face.
Virtual face-to-face, exactly. And, you know, here's one thing I like about it better. If you're running a team of people, it can't always keep an eye on everybody, but when they're in the Brady Bunch picture, you know, nine boxes with nine people, it's hard to hide. One of the other things we did that was really great is early on we started doing sessions within the company. So we'd get together every day or two and we'd start the day out. Didn't matter what you have for breakfast, how's your dog doing today, just as a way of keeping the
water
up
stuff.
And
the water cooler stuff you'd have if you were at work.
Correct, sir, exactly. All those little interactions you don't even think about that help you connect and the stories come around gave us a chance to do that kind of stuff. So that's one part of it. The other part is it got us to practice working online and in virtual sessions. So we could make all our screw-ups with each other, whether they were technical things or, you know, like, hey, turn your light on because we can't see your face. And I'm really glad that little Sally and Johnny are going to join in the picture and yank and yak, but can you get them out of the room, you know, because we can't hear you while they were playing around. So that practice really helped us in terms of making the move to the new channel, you know. Same stuff, but different medium altogether.
How effective was your team remotely? This is one of the most interesting things that's happened early on. I mean, like in June, I started talking to people, and some of these people are international CEOs.
Yeah.
And they were saying to me, I'm really surprised at how effective we were working remotely. That surprised me. That was one comment. I'll tell you another one in a minute. What did you determine?
So what we determined from that, or one of the things, I am proud to say we have had a work from home if you want to policy for years. Because we don't put a lot of value, I don't put a lot of value in commuting time. You know, that's
right.
That's not a good use of time. So people had some practice working from home, but now everybody had to work from home. It was toughest, frankly, on the people who like to come in and do the convivial thing, easy
right.
for the others.
The extroverts.
The efficiency was amazing. We're a small company. We have 20 people. Mm-hmm. You can run, but you can't hide when it's 20 people. People know if you're doing your stuff or not. So we found it actually enhanced communications. It enhanced one-on-one. And most of the stuff before, we didn't do video calls with each other. We did telephone calls and email.
Right.
Well, now we're doing face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
It really worked out well. What was your second thing? You were saying something.
The other thing was, I mean, while these CEOs were saying, I'm really amazed and impressed and proud of how effective and how productive we've been remotely, and then the next comment would be, tell me again why I'm paying so much in rent.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
So now here, luck comes into it, Jim, right? Luck is always a part of life. We have two facilities. We had been in negotiations for over a year with both landlords to get new leases. And they stonewalled us.
Yeah.
us. And finally, we didn't need facilities. So we ditched them. And the bottom line went up through the roof. Wonderful. We got rid of so much
fixed overhead. My grandfather used to say, the Lord looks after fools, drunks, and small children.
Well, and in our case, you get all three in one. I'm a foolish, drunk, small child.
Yeah, there you go.
Not the small child part. I'll take that out.
Right.
But luck is a big factor in this.
This was an example of where procrastination and hard negotiation saved you a lot of money. And so when we come back, I want to talk to you about your long-term, you know, right now, where we are now for most of us is we're realizing that the sprint, the pandemic sprint is over. Now we got to settle into a marathon pace. What does that look like? And you're going to help us with that after the break. Ed Harrington, ladies and gentlemen, his book is called Outsmart Your Instincts. He's the current but not for long CEO of Ideas to Go. Stay with us.
Still I wonder, who's
the rain? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.